It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 17th. 1885 is where we're going to start today. A little bit of U.S. geeky knowledge. The Statue of Liberty is delivered to New York Harbor via France. Of course, the Statue of Liberty was built in France, moved to the United States, and put up in New York in the harbor where it is today. 1940, the first public demonstration of Phonovision, a coin-operated video jukebox, which was developed by Sam Sachs, who is the former head of Warner in the UK, is given in New York City. 1983, Logical International files a trademark infringement suit against Coleco Industries, claiming prior use of the Atom name for a computer. 1987, the dusky seaside sparrow becomes extinct as it's the last of its kind passes away at Walt Disney World. 1996, Compaq Computer announces the Armada line of notebook computers, featured a low-end 1100 series and a high-end 4100 series computers. Compaq also announced the three new models of the LTE 5300 line. 1997, at PC Expo show, Corel releases WordPerfect Suite 8, which includes WordPerfect 8, Quattro Pro 8, Presentations 8, PhotoHouse 1.1, Netscape Navigator 3.0, Envoy 7 Viewer, Core Central, Bitstream Font Navigator 2, and it was priced at $395, with an upgrade being $179. Also in 1997, hackers decipher computer code written in the data encryption standard, which had been designated to be impenetrable. And in 1999, Digital Video Express abandons marketing its DivX pay-per-transaction DVD video scheme because it failed to obtain adequate support from studios and other retailers. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Heading back in at 2002, Lindows.com, whose mantra was bringing choice to your computer, begins delivering on the promise by partnering with Microtel Computer Systems to ship Lindows.com operating system. Lindows OS was pre-installed on those personal computers for less than $300. Computer buyers could purchase Microtel Computer with Lindows OS at Walmart. 2003, Linus Torvalds announces that he will take leave of absence from Transmeta to work full-time at the Open Source Development Labs on the Linux kernel. 2007, after continual losses, it's reported that Sony decided to disband their Kinect digital music service. 2 days later, a press release goes out to say that the service would not be disbanded, but they would just cut jobs to keep that service going. 2008, a small glitch hampers Mozilla's download site as they try to launch off Firefox 3. They get the bugs worked out, and within 24 hours, over 7 million downloads were recorded. It was expected more due to the fact that people were downloading from alternative sites due to the glitch. And, of course, it set the first world record as the most downloads of a browser. Also in 2008, a Massachusetts state worker is cleared of all charges in a computer pornography case. It was determined that malware was the culprit in visiting illegal sites on his computer. And the husband-wife co-founders of Flickr, Stuart Butterfield and Katarina Fake, announced their last days with Flickr. Fake actually left on June 13th, but Butterfield announced that he will be leaving on July 12th of 2008. And in 2009, AMD decides to retire the codename Congo for their new dual-core chip for ultra-thin devices because of public concern of humanitarian issues, since militias fight over the minerals used in electronic devices in the Congo. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.